practical matters. In the latter part of the 21st century, as lifespans increased into the sixth decade, interest in nutritional needs broadened. Medical science began to turn its attention to the value of understanding the human body's biological responses to the types of foods we were eating and the way we were consuming them. At the time, Americans found themselves eating more convenience foods and increasing caloric intake. While this allowed them to keep up in a faster-paced society, an unintended consequence of this lifestyle was beginning to rear its ugly head. The sacrificing of nutrient intake for an increase in quantity consumed insidiously became the norm. Inevitably, this resulted in trends toward overweight, obesity, and poor health. In time, research would reveal just that.
Evidence continues to mount, reinforcing the reality that the quality of foods we consume and how often we eat them will directly change the quality of life we lead. So, why has it been so challenging to make what, at face value, seems to be such an easy decision?
We have learned a great deal about reducing food consumption and its effect on health. However, we know much less about implementing it across a large population. Along these lines, enriched health by dietary restriction is now beginning to reach the mainstream, and it will be to our interest as a nation to devise strategies that target the weight-challenged populations across the world.
Several challenges will likely shape consumer behavior and calorie restriction research over the next decade, such as calorie restriction mimetics like metformin in diabetic patients. These straightforward experimental models have been highly informative about the molecular mechanisms of metabolic switching to AMPK pathways, particularly those linking improved signaling to oxidative stress resistance. But it is still extraordinarily complex and challenging to describe what cells are experiencing during nutrient scarcity. Direct analysis of metabolic changes should begin to play a more prominent role in the field. It may prove essential in figuring out precisely how to deploy metabolic mimetics of fasting.
Along these lines, it is remarkable that increased metabolic vulnerabilities seen in the modern era were absent from hunter-gatherer models and that regular metabolic switching is consistent across many animals. Developing realistic adaptive and therapeutic strategies will be helped by correct models of fasting and hunger management. A further challenge for society is to develop abilities to integrate reduced feeding across many cultures and regions. Improve health among populations of developing nations and reduce the strain of diseases on their healthcare systems.
Conquering aging served as the foundation of medical science. Since antiquity, we have searched for ways to avoid suffering and death. Today, technology is revealing promising results on youth and longevity. Large groups' desires for longer, healthier lives speak to the search for a general aging process. We know without a doubt that aging can happen with little or no age-related decrement in physiological and cognitive functioning. Effectively reducing calorie consumption naturally affects longevity and slows aging rates, including memory loss, muscle loss, immune system response, and improved functioning between organs. Suppose the principles of hunger management are adopted.
In that case, one could begin to experience new frontiers of successful psychosocial development offered by long years of a healthy life, such as autonomy and social integration.
At present, over 35 million people in the United States are 65 years of age or older, accounting for about 13% of the population. Their numbers will double in 2030, resulting in one in every five Americans being over 65. By the year 2025, Japan will have twice the number of old persons as children. Also, by this time, there will be over 1 billion older people worldwide, according to social and psychological aspects of aging. This increase in life expectancy to well beyond 80 years of age will result from better public health measures, improvements in living conditions, medical care, and hunger management that reduce death rates and dependency.
Of significant concern is psychosocial aging with the expectancy of normal brain abilities to perform executive functions. Preserved critical thinking and problem-solving skills increase the chances of personal growth, learning new things, and adaptability. Such elements are essential to aged persons across cultures, including life purpose, satisfaction, and contentment with perceived autonomy, independence, and self-esteem. Most people tend to measure successful aging by accomplishments, financial security, productivity, humor, and physical appearance.
The majority of people experience happiness in their older ages. However, there are still unpleasant perceptions surrounding the idea of aging and becoming old. Younger people think that older people are more depressed and unhappy with their lives. However, that is not the case. 91% of people over 75 claim that they are happy. Everyone experiences aging, and we should educate ourselves about the process. It should not be feared. What people search for, as we age, is good health, and most fear comes from the idea of suffering.
Stated another way, a goal of modern medicine is to achieve both health span and lifespan. Hunger management is one of the most practical ways to carry out this goal. Science reveals the substantial benefits of exercise and decreased food intake that balance energy and prevents structural damage within the cell. The effect of slowing the aging process by hunger management offers one of the safest and most natural ways to achieve good health throughout the adult aging experience.
According to many experts, The widespread adoption of dietary restrictions will face barriers such as healthcare providers having little to no training in the principles and techniques of intermittent fasting or calorie restriction. Food abundance, extensive marketing. Three meals with snacks every day in our culture makes it a challenge to endure hunger long enough for metabolic switching.
Creativity and adaption of foods to contain low calorie and high nutrient value is a key. Attempts to keep already taste preferences, creative foods that mimic the high-fat diets without the fat are becoming available. We can also change our acquired tastes from our childhood years. There are a growing number of available diets from which we can draw.
The good news is some health education centers are developing programs to help students understand calorie restriction diets and fasting. Also, they are trying ways to implement such strategies using a multidiscipline approach that targets high-risk populations.
A hunger management model is an individual approach to fasting hunger based on your personal goals. A model of this type requires an understanding of fasting, so you know what to expect day by day. Those who already follow this model overcome hunger and irritability. With time and practice, their abilities to concentrate improved. Hunger management becomes a lifestyle using regular metabolic switching. It takes able willingness to adhere to endure fasting hunger.
There are populations like on the island of Okinawa that have consumed far fewer calories per day without problems. It is a lifestyle. Okinawa had one of the highest averages and largest lifespans worldwide.
However, as expected, after the introduction of fast food chains, the life expectancy in Okinawa has started to decline in the younger generation.
Doctors from the University of Hawaii, after reviewing the literature in 2016, revealed that diets were contributory, especially if started early in adulthood. A low-calorie or calorie-restricted diet contributes to longevity in Okinawans and lowers the risk of age-related diseases, including diabetes, cancer, atherosclerosis, and neurodegeneration.
It is still possible that we will see increases in lifespan and more youthful physiology in humans at advanced ages as the move toward hunger management gains momentum.
The pharmaceutical industrial matrix is looking at a gold mine employing drugs that mimic the effects of fasting. Such drugs would have a broad range of benefits for many health conditions. Epidemiological evidence may be showing an extension of average and maximum lifespan and lower chronic diseases. A growing number of people have already jumped on the bandwagon by using human growth hormones and calorie restriction mimetics like metformin or resveratrol. These drugs impose a mild metabolic challenge, strengthen mitochondrial functions, and inhibit nutrient sensing pathways like mTOR. However, the safety and efficacy of such medical interventions are not likely to be as effective or as natural compared to fasting.
Besides, this may lead to even greater consumption and waste of food, which is already topping $1 trillion annually. It just doesn't make much sense to take drugs so you can eat more foodstuffs. Maybe good for the food industry, but it would lead to another form of greed.
Adopting a healthier lifestyle by hunger management is not complicated. It saves cash and is helpful across most age ranges of human life. These effects produce much less concern for the ethical issues of living longer because a healthy person with life experience has many benefits to social and economic growth. As mentioned previously, the food industry can produce enough food for more than 10 billion.
Using our natural resources wisely by reducing waste and overconsumption is the principle of hunger management.
People are searching for the knowledge and the tools to understand and restore themselves. The mainstream populations are learning more about intermittent fasting and other natural routines. We are driving ourselves to do extraordinary things and unleashing creativity.
We are slowly plowing our way out of this Machiavellian mindset. Instead, a growing number of people embrace minimalism, low consumption, and the simple life even in the largest metroplex. It will take collaboration, group intelligence, and mindfulness to adapt to the abundance of food.
We can adapt to the challenges of excessive weight globally through usable models, growing concepts of supportive global communities, and sharing nations. We can focus on our bodies, train them, get them into shape, and train our minds.
Spread these ideas and promote good health and prosperity. It is exciting to see our thoughts shape our reality and the potential for a successful life without significant diseases.